This piece was brought to you by Fairway Market, fairwaymarket.com, heritageradionetwork.org.
Pleasure.
December 31st is fast approaching, and for most Americans, it is an occasion to party into the wee hours of the morning. Those who can afford it will likely be drinking champagne and eating luxurious foods such as caviar, lobster, and truffles, no doubt followed by weight loss resolutions made the next day. But around the globe, every culture has their own food traditions that are eaten on the eve of the new year. In Japan, buckwheat soba noodles, or tashikashi soba, are consumed at midnight to bid farewell to the previous year and welcome the new one. Long noodles symbolize longevity and prosperity, and eating them on the New Year's Eve is a tradition that dates back to the 17th century. In Southeast Asia, foods are often embedded with something hidden, like a token. This tradition symbolizes uncertainty ahead, but promises a year of good luck for whomever finds the hidden treat. In Russia, they eat a potato salad known as Olivier salad. Different than the American idea of salad, this one layers ham, peas, carrots, and eggs. It's praised for its ability to soak up alcohol after a long night of drinking. Some people like to press the salad into a bowl and then flip it over. Rumor has it that the resulting dome shape is said to be the pillow upon which a drunken fool can sleep. For more than 100 years, the people of Spain have been eating 12 grapes for good luck on New Year's Eve. At the stroke of midnight, they eat one grape for every toll of the clock bell. Folklore says that if the eighth grape is sour, August will be a sour month. Apparently, this started as a way to use up surplus grapes, but it's a tradition that's spread to several Spanish-speaking countries. Certain foods have symbolic resonance in many different parts of the world. Pork is eaten in many countries on New Year's Eve because pigs push forward, rooting themselves in the ground before moving and therefore symbolize progress. Roast suckling pig is served for New Year's in Cuba, Spain, Portugal, Hungary, and Austria. Austrians don't necessarily need the meat. They are known to decorate their tables with miniature pigs made of marzipan. Cooked greens are popular in many different countries on New Year's Eve because they resemble folded money. Cabbage, collards, kale, and chard and other greens are all symbolic of economic fortune. The Danish season stewed kale sprinkled with sugar and cinnamon. The Germans consume sauerkraut, and in the southern United States, collards are preferred. It's widely believed that the more greens one eats, the larger one's fortune next year. While it's good to know what to eat on New Year's Eve, it's as equally important to know what to avoid. Some say lobster is a bad idea because they move backwards and their consumption could lead to setbacks. Chicken is also cautioned because the bird scratches backwards, which could cause regret or dwelling on the past. Another theory discourages eating any type of winged poultry because good luck could fly away. Wherever you may be when the clock strikes midnight on December 31st, we wish you lots of luck and good eating in the new year. I'm Sarah Kamen for HeritageRadioNetwork.org.
Heritage Radio Network is a member-supported nonprofit organization broadcasting over 30 live shows a week. To learn more and donate, visit our website or connect with us on iTunes, Stitcher, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, and Instagram for more. The songs used in this piece are Born Slippy-Thon by Boyfriend and Chrono, Vowels by Dane Chadwick, and Born Day by Tackstar. Thanks for listening.